The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 209, Override.
Do you think you can jam his frequency?
I'll try. But this is pretty new to me.
Just try, otherwise we're locked out of the ship.
Access, Georgia. Access.
What the crawl?
Is she possessed or something?
I think it's something to do with her implant. Come on, Gabby.
Do you think she can do it?
She's our only hope.
Georgia, you are receiving an unauthorized signal. Override, override.
Georgia, lower the ramp.
Lowering ramp.
Oof! Gabby, are you all right?
Stand clear. Give her space. Take your time, Gabby. Do you think you can get up?
Yeah, I think so. But what the crow was that?
You had us worried there for a minute. You sounded like Linda Blair.
Do I know her?
Oh, I doubt it very seriously. Come on. Let's get on board before a certain Robo Series 4 computer shuts us out again.
Georgia, close the ramp, please. We're clear.
Ramp closing.
This receiver I have doesn't have tremendous range. I could barely pick up the signal that was being transmitted.
When this happened after you got out of the hospital, what was the range?
I think Dr. D was using the ship's computer or some sort of amplifier to reach me. We need to check our onboard system and see if the robo unit can tell us what happened.
Whoever's able to take over the system is certainly smart enough to cover their tracks. At least you'd think so.
Once I overrode George's reprogramming, I'm sure that information was erased.
Overrode? Gabby, was there a problem with my programming?
Nothing to be concerned about, Georgia. We just need to do some routine maintenance checks.
Did I fail to perform a command?
Not at all. You performed every command you were given. We just detected some strong interference, and we want to make sure it didn't affect your circuits.
I have run a diagnostic, and it appears that there was a modification to one of my files at 12.36 standard hours, Cali Central Time.
Do you know what file was accessed?
It appears to be in my command boot line.
Georgia, scan your files and identify any dated today. For right now, you'll need to put up a firewall and shut off any signals not originating from this ship.
Captain 8. You realize that no one leaving the ship will be able to communicate with me, and I will not be able to communicate with any navigational aid or outside sources.
I understand that. We have to isolate this interference first. Once we've done that, we can resume normal operations.
Beginning deep scan.
We're going to need you to begin a perimeter sweep to see if you can detect the source of the transmission.
I can do that. But someone will have to remain on the ship, otherwise we might get locked out again.
I'll stay back. I'm the most familiar with George's programming.
Very well. Liam and Marco, you two stay back with Captain Nate and assist. Jomak, you and I will accompany Gabby.
You sure you got enough backup in case you run into trouble?
Hey, don't you worry about that, Marco. I got enough firepower to back up an army.
You mean that cannon you got slung on your hip? I think I'd feel better if you stayed in front of me.
What would you like me to do?
Captain Tam should go with us. Another set of eyes might be good.
I think she's right. There's nothing for me to do on board here.
I agree. You'll be more useful with us than on the ship. We will be using our handheld units for communications. All right, let's move out. We need to find the source of this virus signal.
Come check. I have you loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Same here.
Let's take 30 minutes. If we do not get any leads by then, we will rejoin at the car.
See you in 30 minutes, if not before.
Happy hunting, everyone.
Copy that. Let's find this guy. All right, Sergei, now where are you hiding? Excuse me, sir. Sir, speak English?
Small English.
Have you seen this man? See? Him? See?
No. No. See.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me, ma'am, but...
Nemaya.
I'll take that as a no. Agent Simon, are you having any luck?
Not yet, but we just started.
It seems like everyone here is in a hurry.
Remember, Jameson, the city was just hit with a drone attack. People are very unsettled right now. Perhaps you should concentrate on someone sitting or standing in a small group. Maybe they would have had a better chance of seeing him.
I'm having the same problem. I'm just going to look and see if I see someone who looks like they've been in one spot for a while. Then I'll ask them.
All right, I'll keep looking, but I don't have a lot of hope here.
Remember, Jameson, Anton has his people looking also. So he's in the area. We'll find him.
Copy that, sir. Excuse me, sir. You see... this man? One moment.
Vio Bachelet? Rossiski Spion.
Ni. Thanks anyway. Has anyone tried to play Anton's voice recording?
I have once. The person just shook their head no and quickly departed.
Yeah, I got the same response.
I haven't tried it yet. Anton, do you think the part about him being a Russian spy is scaring people off? I don't know. I would think the people would like to catch any Russian, whether he was a spy or not. If you think people are reacting like they are afraid, try hand gestures like we had talked about. I agree. I would say use the recording only if you're not getting through to them.
Will do. Miss, excuse me, do you speak English?
Tak. Yes. Some.
I'm looking for this man. He would have come through here in the last 20 minutes.
Why? Are you looking?
My badge. I work with British intelligence. We are looking for this man who worked for our embassy here. He is a Russian spy.
I see. Let me look again. Yes, I think he was in cafe. I was.
The one on the corner here?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Everyone, I might have a location on Dmitry. A woman just told me that he might be in the cafe on the corner here.
I'm the closest to you. Wait for me and we'll go together.
I understand.
Kate, you and I will continue our search while Agent Simon assists.
I understand. You two be careful.
I'll notify you as soon as we identify him.
I'll be waiting.
So, where did Lenora take Barnes?
To an urgent care center recommended by Pierman.
So, you don't think there'll be a problem explaining a head wound?
Well, the IDF has its own network of specialists. This urgent care center is operated by them, so there won't be any uncomfortable questions.
Let's see what we have in the way of evidence.
Well, first up is this wet paper towel. It had to be used by one of the assailants. There could be trace DNA here.
All right, I'll get this sent off to Pierman for analysis. If it's not human, he'll be able to access the IDF database. What else do you have?
Well, a boot imprint. It's only a partial, but I think there's enough to determine the size and possibly the brand.
We can scan this and get the results back from Pierman fairly quickly.
Hey! Maybe they can make a cast of Barnes's head, and we can determine what hit him.
I can tell you've been watching TV again.
Yeah, no bones about it.
Well, welcome to the real world. Don't expect miracles.
I didn't see any security cameras around where the van was parked.
Well, what about the traffic cams?
I'm looking into that, except there are 35 different police agencies in D.C. I need to find the right one.
35? Is there that much crime here?
It's not just because of the crime. There are just so many different agencies in the nation's capital. They all have their own police force. I'll start with the Metropolitan Police.
I guess I should have known, but I didn't realize there were that many departments.
Oh, yeah. Metro Transit Police, Amtrak Police, CIA Property Police, the National Cathedral Police, the White House Police, the Old Soldiers Home Police.
Old Soldiers Home? Say, is that where Lenora took Barnes?
Well, hey, if she did, maybe they'll keep him.
I don't think they'll keep him if she did.
So what do you want us to do in the meantime?
Scan your footprint evidence and get it sent off to Pierman.
Well, I can certainly do that.
Scarlett, you've been awfully quiet.
I just can't believe how we got here. My parents die in an accident caused by the supposed colonel. I get discharged from the army, move around from Virginia to Minnesota, end up helping you in Houston, and now, here I am in Washington, D.C., chasing a ghost while Barnes is in a hospital after being attacked.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
I didn't think things would get this complicated. We track down Korski, gather some evidence, and reopen the case.
Well, we did find him, and we are gathering evidence. But I agree with you. If I had been assigned this case as a Hongan, I might spend one day gathering evidence before closing the case permanently.
Well, fortunately for him, this isn't Honga. We have to make sure we have a case. Also, this could very well end up an IDF matter. Who knows?
You seriously think aliens are involved? I mean, I've thought of a lot of different scenarios, but aliens? No.
I don't think Detective Garrett is saying that aliens are involved. I think he's saying don't rule it out. Once we get this DNA analyzed, we'll have a better idea of who we're dealing with.
Speaking of which, when and how are we getting this to Pierman?
How do you and Sam feel about taking a stip ride to Martin State?
Well, I'm up for that. How about you?
Let me have the wet paper towel and we're on our way.
Excellent. I'll notify him that you're coming. I'll let you know when he's ready for transport.
Sounds like a plan.
Gabby, we'll have to rely on you to hone in on any signal.
I can try. I'm not picking anything up just yet.
Whoever accessed George's files had a reason. I'm sure they'll try again.
You think they were trying to steal the Mercury? They do steal ships, you know.
Now whatever gave you that idea, Joe Mac?
Yeah, didn't you hear? They stole me ship.
Mercury, comm check.
I read you loud and clear. How are you, me?
Loud and clear. We're going to do a perimeter sweep of the hospital to check for any RF.
Copy that. As soon as we finish the deep scan on Georgia, we use the ship's radar to assist.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch.
Do you think we should split up?
At this point, I don't think it would be productive. We've already searched the premises visually. We need Gabby to sense any RF emissions.
We talked about this before, but how limited is your range?
My range to receive totally depends on the transmitter. If there's a strong signal, I'll pick it up. As far as me transmitting, I don't have a lot of experience. But Barnes did tell me that I should be able to transmit up to one standard mile.
So, are you getting anything?
Yeah, irritated. I'll let you know the second I pick something up.
Oh, you stay irritated.
All right, now we have a mission here. Let's focus.
If someone is transmitting a signal strong enough to access George's files, then they would either have to have a strong transmitter, meaning they would be boosting the signal, or they're using a tower.
A tower?
Yes, a tower. There.
You might be onto something there, Captain Tam.
You might be right. That's part of the ADF system.
Is that part of a navigational system?
Automatic direction finder. It's a system that sends out a signal in the frequency band between 190 kilohertz and 1750 kilohertz. You tune it in and just follow the needle on your ADF. For instance, if you knew the frequency of a radio station, you could fly right to it.
So is this transmitter working?
Yes, I used it to cross-check the heading Marco gave me.
So we were tuned in approaching this airfield, which meant...
They could have had direct access to Georgia.
Mercury, this is Jaffra. We've identified a broadcast tower that may have been used to send the signal to Georgia. We're going to investigate.
Sounds good. We'll monitor. I'll make sure our navy aids are shut down as a precaution.
We concur.
I think to be safe, we need to recon the area before proceeding.
Captain Tam, you and Jomek move across the tarmac and set up by the corner of that building. Gabby, you and I will position ourselves at the corner of this building. Use standard hand gesture procedures to communicate. Avoid radio traffic.
Yeah, Jomek, but not this hand signal.
Nice, Gabby. That's really nice. Really ladylike. All right, Captain Tam, let's roll.
Let's get into position.
I'm going to thermal the area.
Okay, Jomek and Tam are in position.
Starting my scan. Nothing big so far. Okay, I have a faint signature on the door handle. I'm going to concentrate on the one window.
So someone has either recently entered the building or left it. I think we need to sit this one out for a few minutes. Keep an eye on that window.
Dimitri has just exited the cafe. I recommend that everyone stop. Do not head in this direction. I'll let you know where he goes.
Agent Hawk, proceed to the car. Agent Simon, hold short of Jameson's position and wait for us. From there, we will move towards Jameson, but stay back.
I copy. I'll hold my current position.
I'm already at the car. I'll be waiting for you, Anton.
Excellent.
Jameson, this is an excellent opportunity to hone your skills.
I'm confident I can tell him. I gained a lot of experience getting here. I did, after all, find you two on that train when you were supposed to be following me.
Granted. But you are dealing with an experienced field agent who is on the run.
I'll be careful.
Please don't make those your famous last words.
I won't. He's going into some kind of shop. It looks like... Saya?
Saya. It's a clothing store. He may try to hide his identity. Watch closely.
I don't think a change of clothes will do much good. I can tell him apart from anyone else just by the way he walks.
I think we can move up a little now since he's shopping.
I would say that you'd be safe moving up to the Manor Boutique Hotel. It's a good block from where he is right now.
We're all together now. I'll lead them. I know right where that is.
Okay, I see the perfect place for you if you want lunch.
Really? What is it?
It's a place called Crabs and Burgers. That's right up your eastern shore of Maryland Alley.
Crabs and Burgers? Are you serious?
That's what the sign says.
I can only imagine what Ukrainian crabs are like.
Delicious. And so are their burgers. So, any sign of Dimitri yet?
Nothing. This isn't a contact point used by the Russians, is it?
No. I think he's just looking for a temporary disguise. I have contacted my agents. They will block off any escape to the north. If he tries to run, we can stop him.
How familiar are you with this place?
Only that it's a clothing store. Are you concerned about the back or side door?
Well, that thought had crossed my mind.
Don't worry. It's a well-established retail store. We have no information that they are associated with any outside organization. When he leaves, it will be by the front door.
Okay, he's leaving. Not much of a disguise. He's wearing a light tan trench coat and a fedora. I'm going to follow. I think you should stay back until I can establish his direction.
We will stay back until you get established. If he gets into a vehicle or goes into another building, notify us immediately.
Will do.
Well, look who's back.
Yeah, I survived.
They did a skull x-ray just to be safe.
Did they find anything?
Nothing.
I could have told you that.
Aha, my funny assistant. No, I mean there was nothing remarkable in there.
Yeah, could have told them that too.
Unremarkable just means the x-ray's normal.
I know that. I just have to give you a hard time.
Have you been able to get any further with the evidence you collected?
Well, Sam and Scarlett are about to depart for Martin State, and they're taking the DNA evidence to Pierman.
Well, I'm pretty much ready to go.
I just got a text from Pierman. He's ready for you.
All right, Chowhound, let's go.
Hey, speaking of which, did you bring any snacks for the trip?
It takes like 30 seconds.
Hey, I can eat a lot in 30 seconds.
I don't think he'll ever change.
Yeah, neither do I.
Are you sure that you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think we can get back to it.
You might think I'm being a bit paranoid, but have you even thought about how these guys found us?
Of course. They called Thornton and set the whole thing up.
Well, all they had to do was give the time and location, take care of Pappy, then me. No mystery here.
No. Think about it. How did he or they know how to contact Thornton about Korski?
Thornton was a prosecutor. Maybe they heard about the new investigation.
How? The only people out of our loop who knew were the witnesses you interviewed. So they either told them or they found out the old school way.
Old school way?
Wait, you think this place is bugged?
Well, what other explanation do you have?
I had this place swept. There were no bugs found.
What about a camera? A video camera?
Well, I can settle this right now.
With your phone? Who you gonna call, Spybusters?
Now look, if you use the front camera of a smartphone and pan the area, any infrared signal would be showing up on the screen as a little purple dot.
I hadn't heard of that before. Are you sure?
Get the remote to the ceiling fan. Point it at me. Push the off-on button.
Truly, this is James Bond stuff. Are you sure about this?
Go ahead, detective. Point and shoot.
Oh my gosh. I can see a blue spot right there. It works.
All right. Now, turn out the lights. It's going to be easier to pick up. Most of our discussions were in this room.
Try the vents up there.
Nope. Nada. Oh, wait. I got something.
Oh, I see it. It's coming from that air conditioning unit.
Well, hello there. You and I have a score to settle. We'll find you soon, and then it's game over.
He's going into that restaurant.
Crabs and burgers?
I'm going in.
Jameson, no! Wait for backup. Jameson, don't go in!
Sorry, boss, can't hear you. Hello, Dimitri. Have you ordered yet?
Jameson. How did you...
Find you. I followed your scent. The scent of a dog.
You stupid, insolent pup. Do you think I'd be here alone?
And do you think I would be alone? There are three of us here.
I only see one. Who are the others?
There's me, and Mr. Smith, and Mr. Wesson.
You wouldn't dare shoot
After
me.
After what you did to my mother... It will be a pleasure.
Will this be the end of Dimitri and Jameson's career? Will Jaffra and the team find the source of the computer virus and who planted the camera in DC? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Crabs and Burgers.